You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fly ball to left field. Michael McHenry, the fort! Oh, baby! Your Buccos lead it! Unbelievable! Wow! His first in the big leagues! They're going to bring the house down!
Michael McHenry! On the line, the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. I just need to tell Limits one more thing, Michael, about our argument about parity in baseball and how I think that smaller market teams make excuses and Rob Manfred makes excuses for them. The NFL has a salary cap that's supposed to promote different teams being able to win. But as Jason Stark wrote, the Chiefs have made the playoffs 10 years in a row. The Eagles, 7 of 8. The Bills, 7 of 8. The Rams, 6 of 8. The Ravens, 6 of 8. The Packers, 13 of 15. The Steelers, 8 of 11. And in baseball, every single team in the sport has made the postseason once since 2018, except the Pirates and the Angels, who somehow missed with Otani and Mike Trout.
Well, that which is unbelievable. But you know what the other thing about that is?
Yes.
Kansas City, small market. They can keep Mahomes in a cap system. Buffalo can keep Josh Allen. Baltimore can keep Lamar. The Steelers, you know, can keep
again,
Ben.
Again, again, transfer that to baseball and you get Lamar for 8 years or 6 years. So you get him for the prime of his career. Michael, I'm sorry to drag you into this conversation. I just don't think there are great excuses out there as far as like, yeah, we'd like to spend more on players, but teams like Milwaukee don't spend a ton, Cleveland, Tampa Bay, and they win. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, I completely agree. I think there's a lot of creative solutions for small market teams. Whether you want a cap or a floor, or however you look at baseball, the reality of it is baseball's growing. And it's because it is competitive. I mean, we just watched the Dodgers lose 9 out of 10 recently, and they're one of the highest payrolls. We beat the Mets very simply when they were at PNC Park with the best pitching staff and the highest payroll. So I don't think payroll is indicative to wins and losses. I think it definitely helps in the sense of you can miss on free agents. You can put more into your coaches, you can put more into your development. You can do a lot of things that people don't talk about. But even with the cap, that's not going to change. I don't think R&D and development for the Pirates is the same for the Dodgers, the Cubs. I know Tampa Bay has one of the highest development budgets in baseball. They're a small market team. So it's one of those things, like it's where you're putting your money. I know the Pirates spend a ton of money on that. They're probably in the top 10, but you got to find a way to balance it out. And I think to your old point, no matter what, the people that are the most creative are always going to probably find their way on top.
Well, let's go to last night, Michael. I'm going to let that topic go for a while. You missed Limits and I arguing vehemently about it last night.
Like a married couple.
Like an old married couple.
What's the argument, though? What's the argument?
I mean, the argument is that he says that, you know, small market teams are at this incredible disadvantage, and what are they supposed to do? It's based on Rob Manfred, basically, I thought, making excuses for the Pirates, saying, hey, Pirates fans just want to know that they have a chance. My opinion is they have a chance. They do. And I look at teams like the Brewers, I mentioned them, the Guardians, the Rays, there's all kinds of, the Tigers are the best team in baseball with $140 million payroll. I mean, I'm sorry, but they have a chance. Limits thinks differently.
Well, no, what I said, I didn't say incredible difference, but what I did say is, look at the Yankees, look at the Dodgers, look at the Mets, look at a lot of the teams that are at the very top of baseball. Sure, there are a couple of small market teams there. I also would like to see the economic system, Michael, similar to the NFL, where you can keep your stars. I'd love to see Paul Skeens here forever. Like, there might be a harsh reality that's just is not going to happen for whatever reason it might be. And I feel like where Buffalo can keep their Josh Allen and the Penguins can keep Sidney Crosby, where if there was no cap system, maybe he goes off to the Rangers and they pay him an enormous amount of money, where that can happen in baseball, which I just think that it's sad in that regard. And I'd like to see smaller markets be able to retain players like that, or a system where it basically forces them to.
Yeah, I mean, I think Milwaukee's the greatest example. I mean, you look at who they have, Hoskins, Yelich. They signed Chirios to a long-term deal. They've been able to keep some of the best arms in baseball. Yes, they had to get rid of some of their back in the bullpen, but they did keep their guys. I think the bigger question is, do people want to play in the city that they're in? Do they want to stay? Do they want to go to the bigger market? I mean, there's a reason Brian Reynolds has a certain amount of teams that are all big market that he's not want to go to. One, it's probably taxes. And two, it's because it's a lot more difficult in baseball because the pressure is different. When you play for the Pirates and some of these smaller markets, the media doesn't wear you out. So there's an advantage. You can play, I think, differently when it comes to the MLB. And I don't think anybody that's at the top of their game want to make any excuses. And I don't think money is one of them. Can it be an asset? Can it be a tool if used properly? Sure. But one question we always talk about at the office and with Greg Brown is, how much money is enough and who do you buy? And what happens if it doesn't work out? And that's the hardest thing, right? Like, when you really put it in perspective, is $20 million enough? Is $50 million enough? Is $100 million enough? Because you have such a disparity of money. And then you think about the cap, even if you did a cap at where it is now at 280, you're still in trouble because there's no way the Pirates are going to spend 280, Cardinals are going to spend 280.
Well,
so yeah, there's a huge difference. I think the way you look at it, and baseball is so different than football, right? Like, if you have great minor league systems and you can bring up guys, you can trade guys, you can flip guys. I mean, just look what the Dodgers do. As good as they are on the free agent market, they're even better developing their own players.
You're exactly right about that. And I would offer this little nugget to my friend Limits as well. Yeah, it's great that Kansas City gets to keep Patrick Mahomes, but guess what?
And Bobby Witt.
Bobby Witt. In baseball, Limits, there's no rule against small market teams keeping their players. The Kansas City Royals have Bobby Witt signed through what year? Take a guess.
Like 2033?
Wrong. 2037. If you're smart, you're creative, and you're willing to spend a little bit, or in some cases, special cases, a lot, you're allowed to keep your players in baseball too.
They play right
across the parking lot from the Kansas City Chiefs. And they have Bobby Witt Jr. signed until 2037. So if I'm the Pirates, and I love O'Neill Cruz, who we're going to talk about in a minute here, I'm not convinced yet, Michael, that I would pay him that kind of money. But if you love a guy early in his career, you're allowed to. Would you? Are you comfortable that O'Neill Cruz is going to be a great baseball player?
I am, and I saw a shift last year. The question I had was he going to be more like a Marte, or was he going to be more like a McCutcheon, a Mike Trout, a guy that wanted to be great? I think Marte wanted to be good, and he was good. I think the game was really easy for him a lot, and I felt the same way about Cruz. And guys like that, sometimes they have to have a shift in their brain because they kind of get bored I really believe that, because their bad days are sometimes way better than everyone else's, and nobody tells them what they should or shouldn't be doing. Because what do you tell a person that you really don't understand when it comes to their ability and talent, right? Never really had many of these guys in the game. So at the end of the day, I think he can be great, because last spring training, I saw him flip a switch and wanting to be great. He was the guy hitting the most in the cage. He was the guy putting the most work on the diamond. And he said, quote unquote, I want to be the best. Mm. And you can't take that away. You can't take that back from once you've said it. So because of that, I think it's special. And then just watching last night in a big moment, you know, not be deterred at all, but almost get more steam from it. And seeing the oohs and ahs from some of the best players in the world, I think it's just going to give him momentum.
Here's what I was curious about last night, and I want to get your opinion on this. It's sort of an odd angle, but I was watching, my wife was too. She kept complaining about the pitchers, saying the pitchers need to be more accurate. Like, some of these guys have better pitchers, right? Like, how do you choose that? What kind of pitching do you want in that situation? And what if it starts, and how hard is it? Like, how hard is it to be the pitcher in a home run derby?
I think it's probably the hardest job on the planet for that day, because you got to think about it. Everything they've ever done in BP, you have a cage, you have no catcher, and really nobody in the stands, no music, no hooting and hollering. And now you have all this stuff, plus you have the rules, and you don't want to mess up.
Yeah.
So I think it's the format that brings that to light a little bit more. I love that the fact that they did the bonus round and they did it the old school way. I think we would have seen Cruz hit multiple 500-foot home runs if it was in that context, but it wasn't. So, yeah, I think it's really difficult. You know, I throw BP all the time. You have good days, you have bad days. You have days where you can just put it right where you want, and other days where it has a little bit of run, a little bit of tail, because your arm's a little bit tired or slow because you're throwing so much. So, yeah, I think it is one of the hardest things to do. That's why each guy picks their guy. You know, we watched Dave Joust just last year have a hard time throwing to Pete Alonso and throwing strikes. Well, the reason is he was in scouting, so he wasn't throwing as often, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that go into it, but yeah, I agree with you. But at the end of the day, you saw what the big dumper did. I mean, he didn't need strikes. He was hitting balls above his head, off the plate, away, inside, off the plate. And that's how good these guys are. Once you get in a rhythm and a groove, and I think that's the biggest thing, they can do whatever they want at will.
Limits?
I was curious. Just obviously, we know how well that he can swing the bat, Michael, especially on fastballs. And seeing him hit the ball 513, I saw a video that he broke a window out there in center field, or at least he broke some type of glass stanchion or something, whatever it was. Do you think that this can help O'Neill Cruz going into the second half? We hear the whole, oh, well, the derby can screw up your swing. It can maybe screw you up a little bit so that you're always going for the fences and it hurts you. Do you think that this could, as Cruz went into the break on a little bit of a slump, help him a little bit with his swing?
100%. And I don't even know if it's mechanically. There's some things mechanically he's been doing, and it kind of just looks like his legs haven't been underneath him. But yeah, this is something that can really garner some forward momentum, if that makes sense. Because I think the psychology of it is probably bigger than anything. I mean, when you have the guys around him that were coming up to him, wiping his face, giving him water. I mean, you're talking about some of the best guys in baseball, right? Vlad Jr., Tatis, De La Cruz, Paul Skenes. All these guys are in awe of what O'Neill can do. And they wanted him to win because they wanted him to keep hitting. And that's the craziest thing. And I mean, theoretically, like, it could have easily happened, right? I mean, the dumper got in by less than a quarter of an inch. So it could have been easily something that we watched him win the derby. And I think the biggest thing we need to take away from this is this guy's a household name now. There's nobody that doesn't know O'Neill Cruz that's in baseball watching what he did, because he can do things that most guys can't.
Did the big dumper get a big break there, Michael? That quarter inch, was that legit?
Yeah, they say an inch matters, so yeah, I think so. At the end of the day, that's all it took, a quarter inch. It's crazy. And, you know, I don't know if you saw what Rooker said. He said if they had it to the 10th degree decimal point, why don't they put it on the screen immediately? Because it was kind of fishy if you think about it. Like
a little bit, yeah.
30 minutes later, it's a quarter an inch. Who made up those numbers?
Cruz could
want the dumper in, right? I mean, who doesn't want the dumper in?
Right. Well, Cruz, that's who doesn't want the dumper in.
Exactly.
That might have been problematic. And then you had the kid in the outfield rob a homer. I thought that poor kid was going to be the next Bartman. Did you see that?
Mom and dad did not tell him the rules, did they? Did you see him, though? He was so nonchalant, like, yeah, that's what I do.
It was a great catch.
It's a great catch. I saw like catch probability and everything going out on Twitter. It was hilarious.
Limits, what'd you make of that kid?
I thought he was Mike Trout out there trying to make a big play in the All-Star game.
Hey, that was his moment, guys.
I know.
Let him have it. It's his moment. He's famous forever now for being that guy.
Exactly. I mean, he could have been infamous, though. That was my worry for him. All right, schemes tonight. Schemes tonight, pitching. He's got Torres, Riley, Green, and Aaron Judge, and then the big dumper. How does he do? One inning, probably, right? Is that the way it goes? Does he even get to the big dumper? What are you expecting to see here?
I don't think he gets to the big dumper. I would say two punch outs, possibly three. He's going to be fired up, locked in, and he knows he has one inning. And when he's known that in the past, it hasn't gone well for the other team. So, and he's on the road. And when he's on the road, he pitches better. So even if it's an All-Star game, man's on the road. So good luck.
Good stuff, Michael. Thank you for indulging us in our argument, and we'll talk again next week.
Absolutely. Anytime you need a third wheel to argue with you guys, I'm happy to do it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Michael.
All right,
appreciate
it. Yeah, no problem.
Limits, week. I have one last little treat for you. Who are you calling now? Why are you making a phone call?
No, it's really funny. Harry in Westview just called in, the guy that had the problem limits.
What does he want?
He's currently on the phone right now. He said he didn't mean to call us. He meant to call a friend that said that we were talking about him. So, you know what? I'm going to put him on the air. Harry, I'm going to put
Why
you
not?
On the air real quick.
Okay.
All right, Harry, here you are.
How are you, Harry?
I'm doing well. How are you, Joe?
I've never been better. Your address to Limits the other night, we'll play it for you right now, has become the stuff of legend. Take a listen.
What's your problem, Limits?
That was great stuff.
Do I have a Pittsburgh accent?
Slightly.
A little bit.
Yeah, slightly. Sure.
We love it.
Well, thank you. I have a nasally voice. I've always taken a hit for it.
We appreciate it. So you called us by accident, is that right?
Yeah, I was calling my friends. Rumor had it you were talking about me. So I had to check in, and then I had dialed the wrong number. I dialed you instead of him.
That's tremendous.
It turned out to be even better.
Yes. Hello, George. But I appreciate you guys, and thank you for everything.
Well, why are you calling George? Do you guys have plans tonight to watch Skeens, or what's George, what's going on here?
George is going out with his kids for dinner. He's a good guy. And I'm just sitting at home and probably having a couple and watching Skeens for sure.
Right, but why'd you call George then?
Just to see what he's up to. He works the night shift.
Oh, okay. That sounds great.
Yeah. He's a grocery man.
Is he?
All right. Hey, I got a call. I'm sorry. I'm at my job, Joe. I got to go. I got a call.
All right. See you,
call.
Harry.
Cut you off.
Thanks, Harry.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Is that guy a real person?
Yes,
or
is he
enacting
no,
something?
No, he calls in, yes.
That guy is amazing.
Him.
He was just on the radio, and he said, I have to go and take another call.
He's like, I'll let you guys go. You called us, Harry.
Oh, my God. Is he great? Limits, getting back to our conversation, I have one last thing to tell you.
Please, just continue to pile on.
I will, and thank you for asking. How many NFL teams have played in the last 9 Super Bowls? How many teams have played, different teams have played in the last 9 Super Bowls?
Wrong, 14.
Way wrong, 8.
Mm.
In the Everybody Has a Chance salary cap league of the NFL, 8 teams have played in the last 9 Super Bowls.
Mm.
How many teams have played in the last 9 World Series and that we don't have a chance to win because of the no salary cap?
Wrong. 12.
12. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Teams from Tampa Bay and Atlanta and Arizona and Texas and Cleveland have all played in the World Series limits. That doesn't even include Kansas City when they were before
Tampa
that.
Tampa Bay and Cleveland and Arizona. when Milwaukee won the World Series?
I mean, Tampa went to Game 6 with the Dodgers, and their idiot manager took out their pitcher.
The Dodgers.
Yeah, that must have been the salary cap, right? They went to Game 6 with what's-his-name on the mound.
Yeah, it helps that Kevin Cash pulled Blake Snell. That
yeah,
was a
Blake
dumb
Snell.
Decision.
Yeah, I guess that came down to the salary cap.
The analytics Royal, the analytics Rays decided it was a good idea to take out the Rays.
Enough with the excuses, limits. Find a way to win. Find a way to deal with it. Find a way to spend more money. The Detroit Tigers are the best team in baseball with a bottom 15 payroll. That's the last I have to say of this. Wrong.
Wrong.
I was just about, you're just about to ask me something, weren't you?
Our friend Blizz, the Blizzness of baseball, likes to text me and just say, wrong, sometimes. We go back and forth.
I like him.
He's a good man. He was there last night at Celebrity Softball.
I wonder if he's friends with Harry and George. Fan Twitter brought to you. What do you think Harry and George are going to talk? Harry's calling George just to see what he's up to at 1:30?
Apparently. What are you doing for the Home Run Derby tonight, George?
He's working.
What's your problem, Nimitz?
We are.
What's your problem, Nimitz?
I love that voice. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I think it's nice, though, that men of... Am I insulting Harry by saying he's of a retirement age?
No, he's working. He said he was working, remember?
So I am insulting him.
So yes, I think you are.
Is he at least 70? Or is that an insult?
I don't know his age. I don't want to insinuate.
I was just
going to
say, I think it's nice that he has friends and that George does
too.
Are you
saying that somebody that age shouldn't have friends? Are you saying when you get older, you start to weed out your friends?
I'm in my late 50s. I've weeded out all my friends. I think it's good to have at least one.
You're going to be old man yelling at cloud with no friends. You're going to be listening to the show. And you're going to be listening in like 15 years to the show.
No, I'll have my George, just like Harry does. I'll have one guy I call to play golf by the end.
Jason Bumbliss.
Maybe.
That'll be your friend.
It might be Jason Bumbliss.
You and Jason Bumbliss will be throwing rocks at people riding their bikes driving down the road.
Yep, we'll be sitting on a front porch somewhere throwing things at people, just like Harry and George.
Oh, wonderful.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. It's sunny today with a high of Jericho Cotchery. That's 89, 75% chance of rain tomorrow. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
He was one of my favorite receivers growing
up. I was just going to say he was one of my favorite people, whoever came through that Steelers locker room. Yeah, he took guitar lessons over in Mount Lebanon, and I would see him over there. We took it from the same guy.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
He was very underrated. And
I liked him.
I remember a couple of big games down the stretch. Wasn't it like the Jets game, his former team, where he had caught a big touchdown with a couple minutes left?
He was one of those, you know, wily veteran receivers that actually worked out for them late in their career. All right, we had some good stuff yesterday with the PM guys, who will be in here in a few minutes. They were out at the celebrity softball game for the Hayward House, Cam Hayward's charity, over at Wild Things EQT Stadium. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, EQT Park.
And they had Duck Hodges and Cam. Let's hear the best of those two, because those are two pretty popular players, no?
Yeah, so one thing that I thought was really interesting is, what is Duck Hodges up to nowadays? We know that he, I think, is engaged or married. Is he married, Delaney Wilson? Or
I don't know, Limits. You were supposed to look that up, not me. You're the beat writer.
The beat writer says, this is what Duck's doing.
What have you been up to?
Busy. A bunch of country concerts.
Yep.
A bunch of selling land, and now we're here. Now I'm sitting here with y'all.
Selling land?
Yeah, you know, selling a bunch of duck hunt land, farm land, all that good stuff.
What makes, other than having to have water on it, explain this to me like I'm 5 years old and definitely from, you know, Pittsburgh and not, you know, Georgia or wherever. What makes good duck hunting land?
You got to be west of the Mississippi River.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
That's the flyway. Arkansas, Missouri, North Dakota.
Oh, so you got to check out, like, migratory patterns and stuff.
Yeah. We're not shooting any ducks here in Pennsylvania.
That is incredible questioning by Mulsey. And we know, I once had Duck Hodges do a duck call.
Yeah.
And I would compare it. I'd love to compare it, but I've lost it in my phone. I think I once had it to Bob Walk's turkey call when he went hunting with his son. Can we hear that?
Great.
Amazingly, Bob didn't get a turkey that day.
No, he did not. The turkeys were detracted to that. They were not attracted to the gobbling.
Anything else from Duck? I'd like to hear that whole interview myself. People can hear it on the podcast page,
yes,
right? At 93.7thefan.com.
They can go to 93.7thefan.com and go back and listen to it. You can also listen on the chapters feature on your Odyssey app, AUDACY.
I really mean that. I want to go back and listen to that whole thing. He was a character. All right, Cam was also, of course, on with the guys. He had some interesting things to say, did he not?
Yeah, and I think it's worth going back and listening to what Cam had to say about Donnie ranking him 8th on his Steeler list of the best 25 since the turn of the 21st century.
That's what I like to hear from the guy ahead, is the third best player of the last 25 years in Steelers history.
Why am I not the first?
Well, I went Ben 1 and Troy 2.
So?
So what's wrong with that?
I love it.
Put that in your file.
Please, yeah. Please,
Pony has me third.
Yeah.
We need a tweet of you writing something down. We'll all know what it was.
Oh, he's going to put me in the file then.
Not invited to a wedding.
That's right.
I had you 8th. I had you 10th.
Name them.
Guys ahead of you?
Oh, boy. I think one of these I know, and it's going to piss him off. Come on. Name them.
I don't know which one you're implying.
You'll get to it eventually.
I think number four is going to set him off.
I think number four might set him off.
Harrison was 7, Watt was 6, Hines was 5, Fanica was 4.
Oh, no. Okay, not the one I thought.
3 was AB.
That. 3.
2 was Troy.
Why was I supposed to react to the AB one?
Well, didn't you say something on Twitter about, I'll see you when you're in Pittsburgh again?
Yeah, because he was...
He was being an idiot.
Yeah,
he
was at flight.
Of course he was being an idiot, Cam says. That was good stuff with Donnie. Neither one of us had Cam in our top 5. I have him in my top, I think, 8, just like Donnie. We did our top 5 Steelers of the quarter century with the Batconi and Mongoose earlier. I think mine was Ben, Troy, Hines, Alan Fanica. Who was my 5th? James Harrison? I can't remember now. Who was yours?
I had Ben, Troy, TJ Watt, followed by AB, and then Fanica.
A fine choice.
Yeah.
Batco had James Harrison. I can't remember who my 5th was. Chiefs signed guard Trey Smith to a 4-year extension, $70 million in guaranteed money.
A lot of money.
Humphrey and Smith, they have the highest paid guard tackle 2-man combo in the whole league.
Well, they need to.
Chiefs going
to
come back this year? I was going to say Mahomes.
Mulsey?
Limits?
Patrick Mahomes
was
on his back way too often in the Super Bowl, so if the Chiefs can build up that line, that doesn't bode well for the AFC.
Who was their quarterback when they won their first ever Super Bowl?
Len Dawson.
Wrong. Len Dawson. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.